Aloha. Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you are. This is Amanda Dennis, and today, actually, Natalia is not going to be on the call. She had an unavoidable appointment, so it's going to be just me, and I'm really excited to be talking with you all because I just love this call every month, and it's so relevant, everything that's going on, obviously, in my own life, being a mom, and doing my best to raise my children in this new paradigm, and then just to connect with all of you other moms and dads out there about this topic is just always so, it's really a precious time for me. So thank you for being here. And let's just start real quick. Wanted to go through a few announcements. I'll just go through the agenda. We're going to be talking about the holidays today. So how to just view the holidays in a different way, how to really stay above all the stress and stay out of the, really for me, it's just a redefining of what the holidays means and how to approach them. And I've been in my own process with this, so I'd love to share my experience and then have anyone ask questions with, or maybe even share how they're handling the holidays differently this year too. So there's that. And then I have some announcements, and then I'm really hoping that some of you have some questions so we can have more of a dialogue or a conversation today. So, okay, a couple of announcements. The first is Natalia and Anita are going to be hosting the Maximum Purification, and that is going to be taking place January 11th to, I think, February 22nd, and that's a new cleanse that Natalia is offering with Anita Briggs, who I haven't personally worked with, but I have heard she's amazing. So hopefully many of you will be able to take advantage of that. I think it's going to be an awesome cleanse and just a great way to kick off the new year. I also wanted to let you know that I'm going to be launching a course January 30th that's actually going to last 7.5 months, and it is called Sacred Commerce. So this is for anyone who's wanting to align their life's vision with their livelihood. So anyone who wants to create a new business or maybe an endeavor and a new creative expression, and they really want to create that from the inside out instead of feeling the fear and the pressure and the survival, all of that being the impetus or that being the driver, really creating a business from the beauty and the love and the joy within them and letting that be the expression in their work. So anyone who wants to be, who feels called to be of service, but also knows that they want all of their basic needs amply met, so that combination. And anyone who is ready to kickstart a new career but wants to do it differently. And then also anyone who's in a job right now that they're not totally happy with or satisfied with, and they want to make 2014 the year that they actually go for it and they start to live and express their dream, like whatever that dream career might be, but who wants to do the necessary work to clean and clear so they don't put themselves in the same position again in their next endeavor. So as we've talked about many times, a lot of the patterns in our lives, they cycle, and they until we actually learn the lesson we need to learn, we sort of just keep attracting the same lessons. So for those of you who are in a career right now but want to go into something new soon, but want to do all of that cleaning and clearing work, really looking at the patterns, looking at the fears, looking at the different characters that keep occurring in your life so that you can just hit the ground running when you go into your next endeavor. So that's going to be all virtual, 33 weeks. There's going to be two options. One option is going to be all of the group interaction and weekly videos from me and so all the education components and all the group components. The second option is going to be all the education components, all the group components, and a bunch of private sessions with me. It's about every 3 weeks we would be meeting together and working on your personal needs and working on your personal business ideas and making sure that it's all coming together the way that it wants to come together. So really more of a co-creation with spirit. Okay, so the last announcement is just wanted to let you know again about the Maui retreat that's going to be happening in August of 2014. That's going to be amazing and so fun, and hopefully many of you can make it out. although it is going to be space limited. So just if it is something you want to do, just make sure that you're letting us know as soon as possible. And if you want me to make sure that you're included in some of the correspondence that happens early on, just because you know that you're going to want to be one of the first people to sign up, go ahead and press 1, and I'll put you on a list and make sure that you get the information as soon as it becomes available. So again, that's going to be in the beginning of August. I think it's August 3rd through 9th on Maui. It's going to be an opportunity to cleanse, an opportunity to meet an amazing group of like-minded people, an opportunity to connect with the land, an opportunity to just be surrounded and submerged in alkalinity and nature. And it's going to be quite epic. So just let me know if that's something you want to be included in. By pressing 1, and then I can make sure you're on the list to get the early emails. Okay, thank you for that. All right, so and then also at any time, if you have any questions you want to ask or any topics that you want to bring up, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. And for those of you who showed up a little bit late, Natalia is not going to be on the call today. She had an unavoidable appointment, so you have me today, which is a good thing. We're having a little intimate group today. Okay. So, all right. The holidays. This is where I would love to talk about. So, it's the holidays. It's the winter solstice. It's the new year. It's a lot of things going on, and it's really easy to get very sucked into the way that things have always been done. And one of the things that I've noticed in my private practice is that a lot of people are in different situations this year than they've been in the past. So whether that's financial, whether that's in their family life, whether that's with their children, there's a lot of new situations. Or maybe that's just in their spirit. Maybe that's just, you know, they're just in a totally different place than they've been in years past. And so the questions are, how do I do this differently? How do I make this a different experience for myself? Because I know I don't want to do what I always did, but I also want to be a part of it. You know, I want to be a part of the celebration. There's a part of the holidays that for many of us has a lot of very warm and nostalgic feelings associated with it or memories associated with it. So it's preserving the good, really. It's preserving the aspects of it that really work for us and shedding the aspects that don't or redefining. And that's what I'm finding myself doing a lot. So let's just talk about from a financial perspective. Many people are finding that they are just in a different financial situation. So maybe they have less money than they had before, or maybe they just want to be way more conscious with their money than they ever have been. So the question comes in, you know, what do we do with gifts and what do we do with, you know, expectations around gifts? And I can just tell you what I've done. And this is just, you know, one example, and then offer some suggestions too. But so for me, my family has always done the picking of names and then the gift exchange. And so we're the only ones that are far away from the family. Most everybody's in California. But that's not true. There's some people that are a little bit far, but mainly we're the farthest. And so this year they were all together on Thanksgiving and they asked what we wanted to do for the gift giving exchange, whether or not we wanted to be included. And I really sat with it and it was like, wow, you know, to be included feels like I'm part of the tribe, you know, I'm part of the gang. And that part, you know, that there's something that feels a little bit of a pull to do. But when I really sat down and sat with myself, it's like, do I really want to be like running around finding my brother like a sweater or like you know, something? It was like, no, you know, I don't want, it doesn't feel important. I don't really think he gets much out of that. I know I don't get much out of it. I don't need to receive anything like that from them. So it was like, you know what? I think we're going to opt out, but it would be amazing. Like the one thing that would be so amazing to get from each of your families is a picture. Just a framed picture, because I would love to have that in the girls' room so they can feel connected to their cousins and to their aunties and uncles, so they can feel connected. So for me, it was like, okay, I don't want to be a part of that, but what would be awesome? You know, what would be, And then we'll do the same. What we've been sitting with, what can we make for them? What can we give to them that is will remind them of us? You know, will be something that they feel connected to our family here in Hawaii. So, you know, it's like, you know, we've thought of things like going to the beach and getting some sand and then using that to decorate a frame and then putting a nice picture of us that they can have out all year. You know, so again, it's just, for me, my whole life right now is about how do I make things sacred? How do I make it sacred and not mundane? How do I get out of that just very mediocre, very sort of normal existence and make things sacred? So that's the thing we're doing with, at least with our families, for the gift giving. So hopefully that helps you to think about things a little bit differently. But there's also this component on the financial end. It's like, where do we want to be circulating our funds? Where do we want to be putting money towards? Do we want to be putting money towards, you know, the big, huge companies and you know, sort of like what that stands for and that money sort of going into the big void? Or do we want to be, you know, supporting local businesses and really being very mindful about maybe supporting artists or supporting handmade or very heartfelt made gifts and goods? And so I actually created a Pinterest board that you all can have access to, and it's holiday gift ideas for children that that are all handmade, that are all naturally, you know, made from natural materials. Doesn't have to be just for children. There could be things, I don't know, maybe one of you have a spouse that has always wanted a teepee or, like, you know, some sort of thing that just would be fun to have. I'm joking, but there are basically the gifts that we found, but kind of not actually. There's things, you know, if there's the childlike aspect of ourselves that would be fun to indulge but do it in a very conscious way, that's cool too. But anyway, so I created Pinterest boards. One is for holiday gift ideas for children, and then one is holiday or book ideas for children as well. And that's for if you have nieces and nephews, it goes from age 0 to 7, and they're all very mindful about connecting and communing with the rhythms of nature, with the essential spirit of the child. A lot of them are kind of classic stories. I think it was Einstein who said, if you want your children to be genius, read them fairy tales. If you really want your child to be a genius, read them more fairy tales. So, and the reason why is because there's a lot of archetypal stories and characters in these fairy tales that allow the children to begin to explore the nature of their human self. You know, So all of the things that we accumulate over our lifetimes, those are themes and patterns, and there's archetypal placeholders for those. And so to be able to explore those in a very safe environment with mom and dad, you know, very consciously from an early age, helps them to begin to really identify and connect with those things. So that these stories are very consciously created. And a lot of them are very classic, or, you know, they're very classic stories too. And then the ones that I really love are the very sort of whimsical, you know, those ones that really maintain the magic and the innocence of the children. So there's the two Pinterest boards. What I'll do is I'll post them on my Facebook. And so if you're following me on Pelema TV Facebook, you can access those. And get some good ideas. So I love also just the idea of, let's be more conscious. If we are going to do the gift-giving thing, let's just be more conscious where we're spending our money and where we're circulating resources and energy towards, and what we really want to strengthen. And the things that we're, you know, not so excited about strengthening, let's do our best to funnel all the funds and resources in the places that we do want to circulate towards. So I think, you know, anyone that has ideas or things that they've found, I think that would be awesome if you can share. So at any time during the call, press 1 on your keypad if you have an idea that you'd want to share with the group, or if you have a question, or if you'd like to speak up in any way. And the other way that you can communicate with me is by putting feedback in the dashboard. So in the email that you receive, there's a link you can click on, and just go ahead and click on that link and type in anything that you want to share. Okay. So The thing to think about, too, with the holidays is just the word holiday, which means holy day. So, you know, what are we doing to make things holy and sacred and conscious again? And I'll just share some of the things that I'm doing. And for me, it's a lot about redefining. It's like, what is, and I was born and raised Catholic, so it's Christmas for me. And it's like, what does Christmas actually mean for me? Because I really love it. So it's not, for me, it's not like, I want to just get rid of it. I don't want the lights. I don't want any of the music. I don't want it. It's like, I want it, but I want it to mean something for me that feels sacred and feels special. So, really what I've done is connected with the whole idea of the birth of Christ, the birth of Jesus being the birth of the Christ consciousness and the birth of a whole new dawn, you know, a dawn. Like it's like at dawn, right when the days become longer, when sunshine is coming back to the earth. This is all symbolic of a new time when light is coming back onto the planet. It's when we've been in the dark ages for a long, long time. And the dawn of the Christ consciousness just means that the light is coming back to the earth. So I see all of the lights on people's homes as the representation of that light coming back into our lives. And that light being us, and that light being the light that we shine. So that for me is what it symbolizes. I look at the lights on people's homes. I look at the candles. I look at the lights on the trees. And that is what it means to me. So when I'm speaking to my children, that is what I'm telling them is the whole purpose of all the lights. Why do we have lights? Why do we do the Advent calendar? I can tell you what we do with the Advent calendar, but why do we do those things? It is just to remind you of the light that's within your heart. The light that's there, it's like, you know, that song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine." That light that's within you, that you get to shine into the world. And that's what this holiday is. That's what these holidays are all about. We're all remembering that. You know, in the darkness, the light is shining. And that's our sacred responsibility. That's our sacred joy. And we get to bring that. There's some of the songs that I press skip. Like if I do a Pandora Christmas station and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, I just skip that one. And actually, even though I'm trying to protect in a way or guard my children from the whole idea of like Santa only comes to the good kids and ignores the bad kids, my daughter still came home from school yesterday talking about the naughty list and how one of the kids in her school was telling her that she's going to be on the naughty list. And so she was all distraught about this. And I was able to just say, "Madeline, there's no naughty list." And this is, see, this just, even the contrast is an opportunity to talk about unconditional love. And so I basically said, you know, there's some people who have an idea of Santa that is conditional. And that is that Santa only loves children when they're good and only brings gifts to children when they're good. But I know that Santa, because for me, again, Santa is an archetype. It's an energetic resonance. It's holding space for the idea of benevolence. It's holding space for the idea of giving and of the joy in giving and in the aspect that we actually receive when we give. And so for me, again, I think of these things as placeholders. I think of them as energetic placeholders. And so Santa, to me, I don't get all wrapped up in, you know, I did. There was a feeling of, you know, Santa, it felt wrong. It felt commercial. It felt... but, you know, it felt like, you know, just the really commercial idea of just trying to make a bunch of money at, you know, the whole black, all the companies needed to get into the black, you know, get their profit margins up and all that. But that's just not what it means for me. So that's, again, that's just what I'm seeding with my children. I'm communicating what it means for me. And again, it's been a whole redefining that it doesn't have to mean that. It can just be a placeholder, and I don't have to have the energetic charge or the emotional charge around what it could mean for some people, because we're naming this. That's the thing with life and with the thing with creating our own reality. We get to name it. We're not at the mercy of anything or anyone else. And so we're naming it. And so we can name what Santa means to us. And again, for me, it's this placeholder for benevolence. It's a placeholder for giving and the goodness and the joy that comes in that. So, again, this was an opportunity for me to talk to my daughter about unconditional love versus conditional love and how, for me, I know that energy of giving does not discriminate. The energy of giving feels good giving to anyone and everyone, because that is its nature. It gives. It is abundance. It is that that energy of benevolence again. So again, I think we talked about this last time, some of these conversations that may seem sort of adult with our children, I think we just have them, and they're going to hear these things over and over and over, and eventually they sink in. And I know that they retain a lot more than we think that they retain. So, okay. The other thing that I've been doing to make things holy is the whole idea around Advent. So Advent is the 4 weeks that lead up to Christmas. And one of the things that I've learned is that you can actually dedicate each of the 4 weeks that lead up to Christmas to one of the elements. And again, I think of this as one of the consciousness levels. So there's the minerals, the plants, the animals, and the human. And four elements that you celebrate leading up to Christmas, or you give thanks for, or you honor or acknowledge. So for the first week of Advent, we lit the one Advent candle, and we found things from nature that represent the mineral kingdom. So for us, it was a big piece of coral and then a crystal. And so we put that on our Advent wreath, and that is holding space for the mineral kingdom. And so we're giving thanks for the mineral kingdom, for all the gifts that it offers to us. And then this week is the plant kingdom. So we brought some more plants onto our little Advent wreath, and we lit 2 candles. And this week it's giving thanks for the plant kingdom, why we love it, what we're grateful for about it. And so really this is a way to bring reverence and a way to bring honor to all of the earth and all of the gifts of the earth. And so next week it'll be animals. We'll probably mean putting a couple stuffed animals, our favorite stuffed animals, onto the Advent wreath. And so this, again, I feel like we're in this time where we're just redefining. We're just saying, okay, that didn't work, that doesn't work, what does? And we get to name it. So I'd love to hear some ideas from other people, or some thoughts, or just anything about the holidays that's coming up for you. Any challenges maybe with family, maybe challenges with how to navigate the parties. Anything that's coming up, I would love, love, love to hear from you. So go ahead and press 1. And I may, don't let this make you nervous, but I may call on some of you that I know just to get some dialogue going, because I know that you all love hearing from each other. And so it'd be really good to just do it. So I might put someone on the spot. I'm actually going to. Okay, Ryan.
Oh.
I see that you're there. Oh, no, don't do it.
how are you?
I'm so good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm actually in I'm in your neck of the woods. I'm in Hayward right now.
Nice, nice. Are you going to work? Are you going to work, or are you at work?
I'm not at work at the moment, but yeah, I'm driving around. I'm on a mission.
Good. So tell me what is coming up for you around the holidays, if anything, or anything else that's going on in your world, because you always have really good stuff.
Awesome. Well, yeah, the holidays have never been a huge thing for me because my family is pretty small, and I don't have, like, a wife and kids at the moment. So,
yeah.
I'm kind of on my own. Like, if I need to do my own thing, I don't feel weird about that.
Okay, because that
I don't have a lot of challenges with that.
Okay, good. What's because I was just going to say, that can bring up the whole loneliness thing for some people, but it doesn't sound like you have a lot of attachment or expectations around the holidays anyways.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I'm sorry. I didn't think I'd be talking, so I don't have...
You don't have anything? Okay. All right. Okay. If you think of anything, just let me know. Okay. All right. Does anyone else want to share anything? Questions? Any other topics? How about if anyone has a topic, you don't have to say anything else, just a topic that you want to talk about. Whether it's something going on in a relationship, something going on with kids, something going on with not having kids, something going on with food, your body, your career, anything. Because Life Force Families is really about all aspects. I mean, what I've found in my family life is that if any, and there's really no separation. We have these ideas of separation, but if any aspect of my life is out of alignment, it affects my interaction with my children, with my husband, in my creative expression. It's all the same. So, nothing's off limits. Awesome. Lila, aloha.
Hi, Amanda. Aloha.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I just want to thank you again for the avatar class that you guys did with Natalia. I actually got on this call late because I thought for some reason it started at 2:30 Eastern Standard.
You there, babe? I think we lost you. Lila, are you there? Okay. I think we lost your connection. All right. Well, you're welcome. The Avatar class was a joy and a delight, and it was so funny because as soon as I was done, Lila, just go ahead and press your hand, press 1 on your keypad again when you think that you might have your coverage back. But it was funny because after the last call, I hung up the phone and immediately my husband, I think, came home like 20 minutes later, and immediately it was like, okay, I can't wait to do that again. That was so fun. And that's one of the things I want to share with you is just this discovery of when we're doing our life's work, there is, again, this idea of separation just goes away, and we get to experience the complete alignment in giving and receiving. And so a lot of people experience burnout in their jobs or burnout in their careers, and when we're aligned, that is no longer a risk because every time we're doing our work, we're actually receiving so much and growing so much that there is no depletion. So that's, I mean, again, it just, you know, not to talk about sacred commerce again, but I will. But that really is one of the things that is one of the things I can't wait to share with people is to help them to get in that alignment so that they get to experience that, because that is where there is just this well of joy that is just, it doesn't run out. And that's where everyone wants to get. And so wherever you're at in your journey towards that is perfect and good. And so just facilitating that process for people. Okay. Kara, go ahead. You have the mic.
Hi.
Hi. Aloha.
Aloha. I wasn't actually planning on even being able to be on this call. So when you were looking for someone to speak, I said, why not bring something up? I'm actually feel like, you know, a part of the finding what in life, you know, your purpose and just bringing those things all about lately for me. I'm actually about to teach an acting class, which is an old passion of mine. And I've been much more involved in the nutrition and healing sort of things as of late, but it seems like I've been manifesting so many things at once that, and unless I do a meditation and really take that time, it can be really overwhelming to do. You know, I have a 3-year-old and all sorts of things that I'm manifesting that I'm excited about, but that almost like it's hard for me to sometimes organize it all or you know, really choose which things are important first or things to eliminate and all that kind of stuff. So I thought maybe that would be somewhat relevant to discuss.
Yeah, totally. Oh, my gosh. And I can so relate. I think the thing that's happening now for many people, especially those of you who are doing this work and who are eating the way that you're eating, but also then doing a lot of emotional work and spiritual work, is that you are realizing how powerful you are and how capable you are to actually pull into your life what you want. And so then,
yeah,
there's a difference between feeling powerless to actually create your reality, which is one phase, right, where you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, I feel like I feel powerless, I feel fear, I feel, you know, that like you're sort of sitting in the corner, like afraid, because you feel like the world's happening to you and that you don't have any control. But then it's like, oh my gosh, whoa, I do have power to bring everything in. And so then the key becomes being clear about what it is you actually want, you know? So it's like, oh, wow, I can actually manifest. And actually, one thing I've noticed is I think, and I'm sure many of you have heard this, the manifestation process is happening really fast, especially if you're aligned, especially yeah. if you're like, if you're in the flow, it is happening fast. It's like, you know, I want this. It's like, whoa, I can't believe it's, you know, coming into my life that fast. So for a lot of us, it is about, it's not like we get clear once and then we're clear and we're done. It's like, oh yeah, oh, I have clarity. Like I know exactly what I want. I'm not going to do that anymore. It's like a constant, constant aligning, you know, and like you said, that okay. you hit on the thing. It's like that meditation, going into that, those spaces daily and saying, okay, what is it that I actually want? What is it that I actually want to pull forth into my reality, and being very clear about that. Also, using that as an opportunity to see what some of the latent fears that might be driving the ship a little bit too much. So, let's just take your example. Let's say you have the acting class, you have the healing, you have the nutrition. These are all things that are really interesting to you. But one, you know, from a logical perspective, seems like it's going to be the money-making one. So that's yeah. the one that's getting more emphasis, when really something else, though, is where the passion is, or where the, yeah. you know, where the joy is. It's just, you know, we're being asked to be very diligent these days. And right now, it's the wintertime. We are creating the fertile soil. You know, we're creating it right now, and we're planting, you know, and not so much planting. We are in a way, I mean, because we're not actually planting seeds in the ground, but this is where we're preparing the soil. It's almost like we're preparing to make our big intentions, you know, because what we're doing is we're evaluating what didn't work last year, where we want to go, and then who we want to go with, you know, who we want to have with us. So it's really a time about going inside and getting clear. Going inside and getting clear. What is it that is really important to me? Because now I know my power. Now I know what I can bring in, whatever it is that I set my focus and my intention on. I know I can do that. So let me do that with the utmost intention. Let me do that with the highest potential of all at the forefront of my creative capacity. Right? So me included, yeah. the highest potential for me and everyone involved. Let me keep that at the forefront of my mind and my creative power, and let me create from there. So, yeah. The other thing with the overwhelm, what I have found for myself is it's when because it is exciting. There's so much, and it's all things that you're excited about doing, right? But there's a timing for each of them. And it's not like the universe is going to give them all to you all at once and say, okay, do them all right now. I mean, because unless you have that much capacity, which it doesn't sound like you really do with a three-year-old and with a lot of things going on, it doesn't seem like that's where you're at in your life, where you could be juggling, you know, five different things at one time. So just because the ideas are coming, it's almost like, you know, we could think of each of these ideas as they're all being incubated. They're all, just think of them as like, I don't know if this analogy would work for you, and probably one of this is the best, this isn't the best analogy to use for a bunch of detoxers, but we could think of just having these fine wines that are on the shelf that are becoming more and more valuable, more and more delicious, more and more beautiful, more and more aromatic with time. And so there's the one, and you'll know, see, the thing is once you allow yourself to get clear through your meditation, you'll know, it's like, okay, it's obvious. This one has a lot of energy behind it. This one has a lot of momentum. I'm really excited about doing it. Okay, I'm going to focus my energy here. I'm going to let that one get, you know, I'm going to let that one bloom. And then I'm going to start to move over to this next arena and start working on, you know, XYZ project. And what we do is we have a big, huge whiteboard. We have all of our projects on the whiteboard, because for me, what I find is if I don't have it written down, it just sort of like swims around in my head, and it just ends up being really confusing and overwhelming. That word overwhelming is very good. Once I actually put it into form and put it somewhere that's visible, it's like, okay, it's taken care of, and I don't have to be thinking about it all the time. I can just be looking and almost like, okay, this project's underway, so what's the next thing that wants to be first? And so it's this constant, like, rechecking it. But I don't have to be thinking about it all the time, because I know it's written down somewhere that I'm going to be looking at again.
Yeah.
Okay. The last thing I want to say on this, a great question. It brings up a lot. And this is why I love when people ask questions. So ask questions, because it's like all this stuff that we can talk about is just you know, right under the surface. So let's bring it up. The last thing I was going to say is this idea of patience. And I don't know if you saw the little video that I made. I have a YouTube page now, and so I've been sharing videos. And one of my little projects on my whiteboard is to have these be put out weekly. And so the last week video that I did is about excellence and how excellence is a combination of this focused intention that we're talking about, that real clear focused intention, but also perseverance and also patience. And this can be so challenging for me. I mean, I get excited and I get this like surge of energy. I can like feel it in my body. It's like this surge of energy and I want to go. It's like, let's go. And for those of you astrology people, I'm not even going to say it. Natasha's been teaching me all about astrology, but I'm not going to say it because I know I'm going to butcher it. But anyways, I have a lot of drive in my career house. So in that creative urge is very, very strong. And so when I get that creative urge, I want to do it like right away. And what I am having to learn is this constant. I mean, I'm talking daily. Reminder of patience. And nature, again, for me, is this perfect model. Like, I have to be patient with our garden. I'm patient with our avocado trees. I'm patient with our mango trees. I'm patient with the maca trees. Like, I have to be patient in the same way with nations. And it's again, the birthing analogy is perfect, but you can't take the baby out too early. And if we check in with ourselves, and we ask about timing, we know, like, and we can feel it too. Like, you can feel where things are flowing. Again, this is where you kind of go into the flow versus force and all that stuff. Where there's overwhelm, where there's stress, it's like, okay, like, take the foot off the pedal there. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Just maybe it's not going to happen right now. It could be better tomorrow. It could be wanting to come through tomorrow. But today, just not flowing. It just doesn't feel right. Okay, take the pedal off a little bit. Patience. It's going to happen. If you can see it, and you have that vision, it means that there is some reality in which it's already done. It's already done. So you don't have to worry or stress that it's not going to happen if it wants to happen. And if you continue to feel aligned with it, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, you know, in the timing thing. And I think that probably if I had to boil down the hardest thing for me, being a human being and being in physical form, is the whole concept around time and timing and patience. So I'm sure, yeah. Many of you share that too, but we can work on it together.
Yeah.
And a lot of that too boils down to trust. It really does. And my dear husband got to remind me of that today. It's just trust. You know, it's just trust. The universe is for us, not against us. We don't have to make everything happen. It's going to happen. We do our part. We play our role. It can happen with ease and grace. It can happen with fun. It can happen with a smile on our face. It can happen in that way, you know? So let's hold out for that. And again, I know the flip side of that because I'm that way, but then there's the flip side where there's those people that are like, well, I don't have that. I have the other one where I procrastinate and nothing ever happens. And you know, so I would have a whole different story or a whole different thing that I would say to that person. But, you know,
right. So I would actually, I feel like I end up going back and forth between, like, you know, kind of a black and white thing where it's not, you know, if I feel overwhelmed, I'm very much a person who wants to be relaxed and not overwhelmed by things. But then if I go and start manifesting stuff, it all seems to happen at once. And then I almost feel like I've signed myself up for all of these things that are just landing in my lap that I've always wanted. And it's like, okay, now I have to do them all at once.
Yeah.
Kind of always tend to have that more of a pattern, I guess, that seems to be all or nothing.
It's a pendulum swing. Yeah.
Which is a good thing. It's exciting, but.
Yeah. But so, and then something that can come with that too, and I know for myself, there's this, like, once I feel the energy, then it's like, well, I need to ride the energy while it's here because it might not come back. You know?
Right.
So that's another fear.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. So I, which isn't true, by the way, it's a fear that's not true.
Okay.
I mean, okay. Well, none of the fears are real. I mean, but it's good to have awareness of them because then you know what could be driving some of the neurotic behavior when the things are coming, or not neurotic, but the, you know, that like stressed, overwhelmed feeling.
Right.
I can give you a couple examples. And it's almost like when we look at our life from just that eagle eye perspective, we can see that it all ends up happening. So the Revealing Paradise class that I did like 4 or 5 months ago before Avatar, I had the download for that content 2 years before it happened. Like I had the idea, I saw it happening, and then it was 2 years. And when I started to actually put it into form then, I started to feel overwhelmed. And I started to feel like you know, it didn't feel good. So I shelved it. But I shelved it feeling like it probably would never happen. But then it did, I went and had the experiences that I needed to have, and then it happened. Sacred Commerce, same thing. I mean, this class I've had, you know, brewing for definitely for years. And now I'm finally like, okay, I'm ready to do it. But so this is the thing is with the cycle, and I'm not saying everything takes years, but some things do. You know, some things do take some time. And just the thing is that having the trust that we're going to be taken care of in the meantime. You know, that things, other things will be happening, other things that will be happening that are all good, that are all, you know, all of our needs met, that are the experiences that we need to have, and that then the ultimate vision will continue to unfold. And so many of us are catching these visions for our life that are, they include elements that are very, I don't want to use the word big because nothing's small. I mean, nothing's really small, but they have us in roles that are going to be influential and impactful. And so there's experiences that we need to gather in order to do those things in the highest. Because if our intention is really for it to be in the highest, then there could be some other things that need to happen first. So I know for me, there was this pull to do a Sacred Commerce type class before I was ready. And it wouldn't have had the level of integrity that I knew it needed to have. So we just, you know, it'll happen. But, okay, hold on. Let me just address one thing for you. Hold on. Okay. I think, you know, whenever you're feeling overwhelmed, if you can just remind yourself and maybe even just make it your mantra that that everything can happen with ease and grace and that the universe is for you, not against you. So, like, I say yes to all this. I say yes to it. I say yes to it with ease and grace, and I know that the universe is for me, not against me.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah. And practice those things for me are just like practice those in meditation, because you want to be able to easily access them when you're in the part where it's stressful.
Yeah. That's the one thing that's been helping me. If I'm not doing that and I'm extremely stressed, that's the one thing, if I go back to that, really
no
will
question.
Help.
No question. The other thing I've been finding is sleep, the importance of sleep. I know I talk about this a lot, but I'll just give an example. Yesterday, I had a day where we're basically upgrading a building on our property because we want to make it open for retreats, real private, little intimate retreats. And it's a big job. And so we were in, like, Home Depot and, like, these places that, I mean, for me, it's just like, oh, God, awful, right? And we were going around to different houses from Craigslist and seeing, you know, furniture and stuff. And, you know, it was just like one of those days where it was like, it was really hot. You know, I'm sorry for those of you in cold climate, but it was really, really hot. And so by the end of the day, I was so tired. I was just so tired. And it was like, I just knew that I needed to not say anything. Like, it was like, you know, it's like I'm under the influence. I'm under the influence right now. Like, I could just may as well be a slobbering, like, passed out drunk, you know? Like, that is how not aligned my thought patterns are right now with what I know is true. So I'm not going to speak. Like, and I know that that's best for everybody. And I'm going to get to bed as soon as possible. So just, you know, this is a time where a lot of people end up getting stressed and a lot of stuff's going on. So just be mindful of the need for sleep and just know that when you're really tired, that thought forms will come in that a good night's sleep will just basically erase. So you don't even need to, like, go into it. You know, you just need to just get some rest. So, okay, I just wanted to share that too. Thank you, Cara, for that.
Thank you so much.
Yay. Awesome. Okay, good luck with everything that's happening. That's so fun. That's so
I
fun.
I know.
That things are...
Yes is good. Your commerce course sounds amazing, and that would be very helpful as well, I'm sure.
Yay, awesome. It would be fun to have you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Yay, Ryan. I just had to get the juices flowing for you, huh?
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay.
So that was an awesome discussion, by the way, that you guys just hashed out. Hello?
Yeah, awesome. I'm glad that it was
cool. Cool. So I just thought I'd share something that I sort of realized recently, and then I'd love to get your feedback on it. But I know a couple things just happened and that I was looking at, and one was I was with my family. I was with my dad and my and his girlfriend, and I did it again where I was reading The Force at the time, and we got into some kind of discussion. And then I mentioned something about, like, how we chose to be in our bodies at some point. And they were like, they looked at me weird, and they're like, I don't know about that. But, and so it was interesting. I was able to look at that and say, like, at some level, I was trying to get that sense of approval of the most important people in my world, you know? And it wasn't a big deal or anything, but it was something to notice. And then being back in my hometown, like, a lot of old friends want to hang out, which is great, and I love them. But sometimes the activities that they're into are not exactly what I want to do anymore, you know? And and so there was that to look at. And then recently, you know, I started this new job working with Cindy in the East Bay, and I love it. There's lots of amazing things about it. And then it's also stressing me out because money is just tight right now in this transition, you know? So I've been working on that, but I am getting to a point here, and it's kind of like all these things culminated as I sort of meditated on them. As I was trying to think with the whole job thing, I was trying to think, well, what are the qualities that I really want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like getting out of the specifics, and And one of the main qualities that I'm sort of seeking, I think, is community. And for me, that's just a big one right now in my life. And, you know, the things with my family and, you know, old friends. And then just as far as, like, even work, like, what am I seeking? And it's community. And then, you know, I realized pretty recently, like yesterday, I just thought that even internally, I can be blocked. Like, I can be blocked by a fully embracing of, like, my new self or what I know to be true now because, like, of the fear of, you know, being outcasted from that tribe, like, my family and my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I mean? And so, like, and so that's just been kind of what I've been mulling around in my head. But I wanted to get your feedback on it because I realized there is that, like, latent fear down there. Like, if I fully embrace what I'm getting into, am I going to, like, the fear is, like, am I going to lose my family?
I know. Gosh, that's such a big program. Oh, my gosh.
It is.
It's totally a program. You know that. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I do know that.
Yeah. It's such a program, and it's so gripping, and it's so paralyzing, and it's like, because you love your family, but I can speak from very personal experience, and I mean, just even if you just really sit with it and it can't be true. Like, how would it be true that you coming more into yourself, you being more of who you are, would mean that you have to let go of these people that are in your life? Now, is it going to change the dynamic? Yes. I think that is, like, that's for sure. But is it going to change it for the worse? No, not necessarily. Could it possibly change it for the better? Yeah. Like, could it feel more connected? Could it feel more fulfilling? Could it feel more deep? Yes. No question. And I've shared, I've told you about, my old family is just amazing because I have that same fear, right? I love my brothers. I love my parents. Like, for me, it was like, and even when Jason and I were, like, starting to embark on the food thing, I remember two of them having separate conversations with me about how they felt like I was kind of becoming really extreme and, like, maybe I was in some sort of cult and, like, why did it have to be so, you know, all this fear and concern about what was happening to me, right? It was just a phase. It was just a phase. And it moves. It changes. It morphs because the more they see you happy, the more they see you in your element, the more they see you, like, shining, you know, and just where you need to be, the more it starts to be, well, not Ryan's crazy and not Ryan is, you know, falling off the deep end and, you know, like, we have to be afraid, but Ryan's a role model. Ryan's leading us. Ryan's showing us what's possible, you know? And yes, it's funky. Just like you're in that funky transition financially, there are some, and it doesn't have to be funky, but sometimes it is funky. And that's just part of it. It's part of the, like, when we give the sacred yes and we're saying, okay, I'm in for my highest good. I'm in for, like, what I came here to do in this incarnation, which, you know, try out that one on with your dad and his wife, you know, I'm here, mom and dad, or, you know, to be doing what's best for my highest incarnation, you know, but when you give that yes, then, it's kind of that come what may vibe. It's like, you know, that, you know, it's, there's going to be changes. Yes, ego. Yes, there's going to be changes. Things are going to be a little bit different. There might be a little bit of a time where it feels uncomfortable. There might be a little bit of a time where it feels overwhelming. There might be a little bit of a time where I feel a little bit tight financially, but I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going, and I know that's the only place to go. The other place is not fun anymore. It just doesn't work for me. It's not working for me. So I'm going to go in this direction and I'm taking everybody with me. I'm taking them as much as possible. And to the degree that they're capable, they will. It's not, you know, some might, you know, kick and scream the whole way. I don't know. But for the most part, what I've seen is that people, it's like when that light shines, that bright light shines, it's like, it just reminds them of their light. And that is, the highest, most loving thing you could do. And you're not going to lose them. They love you. They love you in the way that they know how to love, you know, in the way that they know how to love. So you're going to actually show them how much more they could love, you know, how much deeper the love could be. And again, I'm telling you, I'm 3,000 miles away from all my family, and I've never felt closer to most of them, really. And like that, remember I told you guys that story about my brother, who's a football coach, who this time last year I had asked him if he had it. You know, I don't know if you remember this, but he mm-hmm. was a football coach. He kept losing at the same point in the season to the same team over and over and over for like 10 years. And he's like devastated. It happened again last year. And he called me all distraught. He's like, you know, that other team, they have it. When you look them in the eyes on, you know, the 5-yard line, when there's 2 minutes left in the game, they stare you down because they know, they have this inner confidence. They have this inner knowing that they're going to make it happen. And my team doesn't have that. They just don't have that. And so, you know, he has this big, long sob story about his team, blah, blah. And finally, towards the end, I said, well, Patrick, do you have it? Do you have it, this it intangible thing you keep talking about? And so so let's fast forward a year. He tells me that question, that moment was life-defining, life-changing moment. He spent the whole last year, which I know, he spent the whole last year doing cleanse, you know, detox cleanse. He basically did the rose cleanse for like a year. He would juice all day and eat a, you know, detox-friendly kind of meal at night. Actually, you need to meet him, Ryan. He's in the Bay Area. He's in the South Bay. He's in San Mateo. He's a football coach at Sarah High School, the all-boys Catholic school. Anyway, so he, you know, he totally shifted everything. He started looking inside. He started looking for it inside. And so then because he realized he couldn't ask his team to have it if he didn't have it. So they got to that same point this year in the season, same team, down to the last few minutes, and they won. They won. And at halftime, he was like, oh my gosh, they were losing at halftime. And he's like, everyone was in a panic, and he didn't know if he could keep it, you know. No, he knew he could keep it together. He stayed centered, grounded. Everyone was panicking, and he knew that he had the confidence to lead them through. Okay, so my whole point in this long story is that we are connected. Like, we're connected energetically with these people in our lives that we came into with. We're connected with them no matter what. We can have an influence on them energetically no matter what. Like, you don't even barely have to be talking to your parents or your family. It's just redefining of what it means to be close. It's just redefining of what it means to be family. It's an expansion of who is even included in family. Why is it only our blood relatives? Why wouldn't we have this idea of family, this closeness, this community that you're seeking? Why wouldn't we be finding that in others? What's blocking us from that, you know? And let's go there, because we don't have to only be family with the ones that we came in with. We can expand that concept of family. And it's not easy. I think we're on the forefront of that. I think many of us are frontiers, are pioneers of that. So, that was like a really long-winded answer to your question. I hope that I answered it somewhere in there.
No, that was really cool. The analogy of having it just really resonated, because I've noticed that, like, teaching skiing and even on the ambulance, like, if I know everything's going to be okay, then the person calms down and knows everything's going to be okay. I don't have to say it, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
But, so I've noticed both. I've noticed where I, like, I'm not really sure, and then that's not good, but I've also noticed, like, when I know, they know. So that's cool.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And just take that same concept. You know the concept in an ambulance or on skiing. Take that same feeling that you're familiar with, and apply it in the arena of your family. Know that it's going to be all okay. Know that this is the direction that you're going. And you do that, they'll start to feel calm. And that was the same again, like when we moved to Hawaii. I'm sure many of you have heard me say this too. I mean, you would have thought we were moving to like the Middle East, like in, you know, war-torn country. Like, my dad was freaking out about us moving to Hilo, Hawaii, which we weren't even in Hilo. We were 30 minutes from Hilo, but, you know, it's dangerous. There's there's a lot of crime, there's, you know, all this stuff. It was like, oh, he's like, you better make sure you have locks on your house and make sure your doors can lock and, you know, have an alarm system. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's freaking out. And so I was like, Dad, I'm not moving to Iraq. Like, I'm not moving to, like, I'm moving to Hawaii. Like, it's all good. It's okay. But so it was me having that calm that finally was able to get him calm, right? So it's the same concept. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much, Ryan, for speaking up. I'm glad I got that we were able to get the juices flowing, because you always have good stuff. You always have good material. Oh, my gosh.
Well, thanks, awesome. Amanda. Okay. I missed the last call of Avatar, which, I don't know. I mean, I'm really bummed I missed it, but I just wanted to tell you it was an amazing experience, and it continues to be an amazing experience. So,
yay.
I'm so glad. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for being a part of the class. It was a joy to have you. And for any of you who missed the Avatar class, we're going to be providing the workshop, the 2-day workshop, as a packaged video product that you will be able to access, I think, hopefully in January. So, all right. It's been an hour. See, please, just know that this is, like, your hour. So, like, bring your questions, bring your thoughts, bring your, you know, anything that's up for you, because I know Natalia feels the same way. Every single time after, we're like, that was really fun, and that was, you know, it was really fun to talk to you, and we really want to hear from everybody more, just because this is, to me, it's where all of the richness is. It's in the real life. It's in what's happening for you. It's in what's coming up for you, and so that's, yeah, just think about that for next month. I know it's a whole other month away, but thank you, everybody, for joining, and we'll have, for those of you who joined late, we'll have the recording up and available so you can catch the beginning of the call. So much love to you, and I can't wait to connect in all the various ways that we're going to be having available coming in January or in 2014. Aloha, and we'll talk soon.